Always interesting to discuss halachic issues that are being talked about widely. So just, you know, just to mention, I read an article a couple of days ago on the news about an Israeli startup company that is trying to revolutionize food in the world. The idea is as follows, and this is not a new issue, but you know, if this would go through, so then it certainly would bring to the fore something that's been discussed. So basically, the idea is as follows: there's a lack of protein in people's diets across the world. In some places, an extreme lack, and not only that, but the population is exploding, and the cattle population is not exploding, and the problem is only going to get worse. So they said, we have a great idea. Grasshoppers are very, very high in protein. They're much healthier than many other sources of protein. We can create, you know, fairly cheaply these huge, you know, farms, and you know, we could grow billions of grasshoppers, and we'll feed it to people and be great. In some parts of the world, significant parts of the world, they eat grasshoppers anyway. It's just not widely available. They love it. It's in some countries, it's like more expensive than beef. You know, grasshoppers, so a delicacy. So then, for those places, it's just a matter of providing the making it widely available. Western countries, you know, people might be a little bit slower to adapt this type of cuisine, but you know, they want to start with like protein shakes for athletes and you know, move on from there. So it's the big thing. So the last line in the article is an article on Times of Israel. Last line was, don't worry, it's kosher. You know, our strains of grasshoppers are all the kosher strains. So you know, that just raises, of course, the issue: what happens when you have, of course, some communities that have a mesorah about these things, and others that don't? To what extent, in fact, can we rely on the mesorah of other communities? Just to mention a regal achas, the issue of grasshoppers, of course, the Torah mentions there are certain specific kinds which are okay. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Peihei in Yerideya, the psak is that we don't eat grasshoppers. Why? Because although there are simanim for grasshoppers, in addition to the simanim, there has to be a mesorah that this particular species is called chagav. And we don't have that mesorah, and therefore we don't eat grasshoppers. Of course, that's not taking into consideration the fact that the Taimani community maintain that tradition, l'dori doros, and they always ate certain types of grasshoppers. So we have to go ahead and apply. It's a discussion from Siman Pei Beis about birds. So when it comes to birds as well, the kashrus of birds depends on mesorah. So here, there was a much wider discussion, because even in the communities of that the Rishonim were familiar with, and most of the Rishonim that we have, is, I guess probably they were not familiar with the Taimani community, but the communities that they were familiar with, there were different mesorahs about different types of birds. So there's a discussion. What if one community has one mesorah and another community does not? So the Beis Yosef there quotes machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. Both agree that if a person from a community that has a mesorah lahakil about a particular species goes to a different community where they don't eat that species, that he can continue to eat that species. And we're also making the other direction. If a person would go from a community where they don't eat a particular species to a community where they do eat a particular species, then we would also be makel, and we wouldn't say you have to keep the chumras of the makom shehalach misham, because it's not necessarily a chumrah that they have. They just didn't maintain that mesorah that this bird is okay. So why not just say, once we're already saying that, so why not just say that all the places can adopt the mesorahs and the kulas of the place that maintained the mesorah to eat a particular species? So the Rosh, in fact, seems to say that would be acceptable. That if you have a community where they did not maintain a mesorah, and you have another community where they did maintain a mesorah, so then we can transfer over the mesorah from one place to another, and everybody can start eating whatever species there's any place that has a mesorah for. The Rashba, however, says that maybe that's not the case. That although we'll be makel when it comes to yechidim, when it comes to a community, so we have to be choshesh that the reason that they didn't, that they don't eat this species is not just because they didn't maintain the mesorah. Maybe it was on purpose. Maybe they made a gzeira that people shouldn't get confused between other similar species, and therefore they wouldn't be able to adopt the kulas of the other communities. We'll still be makel for yechidim, because we don't know for sure that's why the communities are machmir. But as on a communal level, we wouldn't be able to transfer over from one to another. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Pei Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Misha Matir, Yesh Misha Oser, V'ra'ui, lachshosh laosrim. It's proper to be choshish for the osrim, not to transfer over a mesorah from one community to another. Nonetheless, the shach there says, I'm not so sure there's really a machlokas. Maybe the Rashba is talking about a place where they have a minog lahachmir, and the Rosh is talking about a place where there is no minog lahachmir. So then maybe it would depend. If there's a minog lahachmir, yes, and if there's just no minog at all, so then, no, then we'd have to figure out for each case, is there a minig or is there not a minig? It would probably be easy in a case where there was a species that just wasn't available in a particular place. So then there's no minig at all. It just wasn't available. It wasn't an issue. But if it was available, so then we'd have to try to figure out, is there a minig lahachmir or there's just no minig at all? But the shach opens up the door for being makel to transfer over mesorahs even from one commune, on a communal level, from one to another. This shach seems to be also the opinion of the gra, and some of the other poskim as well. So it's fairly ironic. Like when it comes to some issues of let's say the grasshoppers. So I think that maybe Ashkenazi poskim might be more willing to entertain kulas than Sephardi poskim, because the Shulchan Aruch just says forget it. Is it machlokas Russian Rashba, and you have to be choshish for the Rashba, and that's the psak in the contemporary poskim as well, the Kaf HaChaim, Yalku Yosef. So they say the Temanim can eat these grasshoppers and nobody else. When it comes to Ashkenazi poskim, I'm not coming to give any bottom line psakim on grasshoppers, or certainly not on this particular product of this company. But maybe there'd be room to discuss, based on the shach, based on the gra, the possibility of transferring over mesorahs from one to another. Have a great day.